continue our coverage from the National Association of Farm Broadcasting annual meeting in Kansas City. Among those on hand with us this year, Kenley Deason, who served as our intern this year for the Ag Edge Network. Kenley had a chance to visit with the American Angus Association on Thursday during Trade Talk. Kenley?
I'm here with Troy Marshall with the American Angus Association, and we're here to talk a little bit about the feeder calf market, genetics, things like that.
Well, I work primarily with the Angus Link program with the Angus Association, and what we do is we have two programs. One is the Angus Verified program, and with that sea of black-hided cattle that are out there, we help producers differentiate them by verifying that they're out of registered Angus sires. And we also do a genetic merit scorecard, which gives three scores, which describes cattle, how they'll do in the feedlot and on the grid, and then overall we give a beef score. And really it was just designed to give buyers more confidence when they're buying those cattle, and then to help commercial cow-calf producers get more value for their Angus genetics. And with that, we've been really successful. We've had about a 300% growth rate in this last year in terms of the number of people enrolling. And the producers enrolled in Angus Link received over $17 million in premiums in this last year. So it's a pretty exciting program.
So as a cow-calf producer, how can someone get involved in this?
Great question. Actually, it's a very simple process. We work with IMI Global, and they can either call IMI directly to start the process or just call us at the American Angus Association. And all the producer really needs to get started is a list of the bulls that he used to sire that sire crowd. And from there, we'll start the enrollment process. And it does, depending on the program they enroll in, but probably takes less than 30 minutes to actually be part of the Angus Link program.
All right. Is there anything else you want to talk about?
Yeah, I'd just say it's a pretty exciting time, especially for young producers in the business, because genetics have never been worth more than they are today. And we're in a time where we're getting more and more tools to differentiate those cattle and capture premiums.
All right. Thank you.
Your Ag Edge Summer intern, Kenley Deason, visiting with the American Angus Association. Reporting from the National Association of Farm Broadcasting's annual meeting in Kansas City, I'm Alan Watts with your Ag Edge.